Blog Talk Radio.
Remember to pray on. That's the beautiful Babbie Mason, ladies and gentlemen. Beautiful, beautiful song. Hey, welcome everybody. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. And if you can hear your own voice today, you better praise God for that right there. You know what I'm saying? Amen. Amen. Woo. Hallelujah. Again, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. The bishop will be up shortly. Some quick announcements. You guys been on internet all day, I'm sure, at least part of the day. Been tweeting out, email, whatever. Hey, the number, 347-843-4559. One thing we do know, just is actually better, probably even better than air, right? We all need prayer each and every day. So we thank God for the opportunity to pray and, of course, to have air that we breathe as well. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Can't praise him enough. Hey, the number, guys, 347-843-4559. At least five or six people that you know right now, 347-843-4559. Also, Too Late Jim, the scripture that Bishop shared today is Psalms chapter 68, 1 through 5. I'll be reading that shortly if I don't get too excited here. I love it. Praise God. That's Psalms 68, verses 1 through 5. And also, Too Late Jim, we're going to have the wonderful Dr. Crenshaw. We can't wait to hear what she has to tell us from the Word and from wisdom today as well, along with Bishop today. So we're going to also take your prayers. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a prayer request later on, you know, for you or others, just hit star one on your phone later on after Bishop prays, and we'll hear from Dr. Crenshaw, then take your prayer request, and then Bishop will pray over all the prayers. So thank you so much for that. So I want to thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw for who they are and their ministry and just awesome people here. Yeah. Yep. Y'all better check them out on Facebook and YouTube, ladies and gentlemen. Powerful, powerful ministry. Thank you so much for that. Hey, let's get right to it. We know you're busy, and we trust that you and your family are doing well. And we know all is not going well all the time. But guess what? God is still in control, and we will trust in the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Psalm 68, verses 1 through 5. Oh, this is some powerful word, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all better praise him just the fact that we can read his word today as well. In Jesus' name, here we go. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire. Amen. So let the wicked perish at the presence of the Lord. But let the righteous be glad. Hallelujah. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Wow. Sing unto the God. Sing unto God for those who have a voice and those who don't have a voice, right? Just sing unto God anyway. Sing praises to his wonderful name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Jah. Wow. And rejoice before him. And the last verse for tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage you to read the full chapters, Psalm 68. Read that whole verse, all the verses, if you like, later. A father of the fatherless, amen, and a judge of the widows is God in his holy, holy habitation. Let's give God another hand clap of praise just for his word. Thank you, Father, for your word today. Amen. Hey, if you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen, is with us now. And if you would, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the man of God as we open up Bishop's mic right now in Jesus' name. Welcome, Bishop. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Elder. Father, we thank you tonight. We praise, we magnify your name. Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you because this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. Father, in the name of Jesus, we glorify you. We honor you tonight. Lord, we lift your name up, and we give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we glorify you, God. We thank you right now. We thank you for your word because your word is eternal. Your word is everlasting. Your word is spirit and it is life. We thank you tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We come against every demonic power, every human force in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word because you watch it over your word to perform it, and so shall your word be, that goeth forth out of your mouth. It will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you plead. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. And Father, you sent your word, God, and we magnify you for your word, and so shall your word be. So shall your word be. It will not return void,
But Father, we thank you for your healing power. We thank you for your saving power, your delivering power. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God and pull into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And Father, in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. We thank you. You was wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity. And chest out our peace was on you. But with your stripes, we already healed. We thank you in the name of Jesus. We call those things that be not as though they already are. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for healing power tonight. We thank you as you heal those that in the hospital with COVID-19 tonight. We thank you for your healing power, God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, you got a mercy. You paid the price on Calvary. You gave your blood of mercy. You paid the price, God. You raised from the dead. And God, you had all power in your hand. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we call it so tonight. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, as you, oh God, pull down every stronghold of the enemy. Father God, in the name of Jesus, destroy that spirit of hatred and jealousy and envy. Destroy that spirit in the name of Jesus. We come against every demonic force tonight. And Father God, we decree and declare victory. God, we will rise to the place that you call us. God, and we thank you, God. Hell, God, you will supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. And Father God, we thank you that we are healed. We thank you that we are saved. We thank you that we are delivered. We thank you that we are being set free. Lord, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against us, God. And God, we thank you that you have given your angels charge over us, that no evil shall come near our dwelling, no plague shall be able to overtake us. Father, we thank you tonight, Father God, where one can put 1,000, two put 10,000 to flight. We stand in agreement tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for every prayer warrior tonight. We thank you for every soul tonight. We thank you, God, as you deliver your people everywhere. Oh God, I'm going to say, remember the black man, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask for your mercy, oh God. Extend your grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in God, destroy every evil works of the enemy, every attack that come to destroy the black man in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, God. Oh God, we thank you tonight. We praise you, God. We walk in victory. We walk with joy. We thank the peace of God that passes all understanding, that you will keep our minds stayed on you, Lord. We thank you tonight, God, that no evil shall come near our dwelling. We thank you tonight. The weapon of our warfare are not gonna, but mighty through God, through the pulling down the stronghold and casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. We thank you, God, you're healing those tonight. We thank you, you're healing families tonight. God, we thank you, God, you're healing loved ones tonight. God, we thank you, you're delivering families tonight, children tonight. God, we thank you, delivering fathers. God, even those that's in prison tonight. God, we ask for your mercy. We ask for your whole Sunday, the Kandia, Sandra Loboko. God, we ask you to do a work, Nadia C, Kandia, Thou, Sunday. God, open the doors, God, and make a way, God, out of no way. Father God, we thank you as you look on those people, Lord. Look on them, God, these mercenaries. Look on America. Look on this world today that we live in, God. Look on the people that, oh, God, that had evil in their heart, God, to destroy mankind. Oh, God, Satika Ramata. Oh, God, we seek on those. We Sunday day, I condole. Reveal every crooked place. Reveal every evil work. Reveal every darkness. I condole set up. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, let it come be the light, Lord. Everything that's done in the dark, let it be revealed to the light, God. In the name of Jesus, reveal it. exposing and destroying, God, in an evil work. God, in a mosa, tandiako. We thank you tonight, God. We thank you for families tonight. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will comfort that family tonight. Comfort that loved one tonight. Comfort that child tonight. God, be a father for the child. Be a mother, God, in a moshaki kondosa. Oh, God, we ask you to masiko nasa. Test that person tonight, God. God, go open our eyes that we be able to see, oh, God. Open our ears that we be able to hear you, God. God, that we send over to open our hearts to the truth, oh, God. Open our hearts to the truth, God. That we, your word is truth, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word, Jesus. We thank you for your grace and mercy. We give you glory and honor, God, on Sunday. God, we send over to God. We thank you for families, God. You're bringing families back together, God. You're raising families back together, God. You're bringing them back together, oh, God. Destroy that evil mind in Sunday, they be condo sats, that evil a Sando condia sats. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. Your grace is everlasting. Your mercy has been extended. God, we thank you for another opportunity. We give you praise for this day. We thank you for this opportunity, God. We thank you that you protect us from all evil. You protect us from all the dangers. We thank you that we got food and shelter. We got clothes. You be covered in our mind, Lord. We thank you for your goodness, God. We thank you for your mercy. We owe you so much, God. We're Sunday. God, we Sunday, Lord. We owe it all to you, God, and we give you glory. Father God, in the name of Jesus, look on that family tonight. Look on that loved one tonight. Look on that person tonight that is burdened down, that person that is heartbroken, God. God, we ask that you give them peace, God. Give them a peace that passes all understanding. Father, we thank you tonight that you strengthen them, God, even in this hour. Strengthen us like never before, that we are hold fast in the, and because we have this in the confidence that we have in you, that if we ask anything according to your will, we know that you hear us. Father, we thank you tonight. We are not praying in vain. We pray you. Lord, we thank you tonight. You have already answered our prayer. You said in the word, Lord, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivered us out of all of our troubles and out of all of our fears. We thank you, God. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. We thank you, God. This too shall pass. God, we thank you. And we glorify you, God. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, God. And Father God, look on that man tonight, God. Strengthen us. Bring us closer together. Bring us closer in your perfect will, God. Let thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Father God, we thank you. And we will forever give you glory. We praise you. No flesh shall receive any glory. But it all go to you, God, and we thank you, God, as you look on each and every one tonight, as you look on those that have a prayer request, God, with prayer request, God, we ask you to answer it tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Look on that homeless individual tonight. Look on that homeless family tonight. Oh, God, those that have lost jobs, God, in the name of Jesus. God, Lord, I thank you, Lord, I know that you shall supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. Test our hearts, God, that we will help and provide for those that have in need of things. God, help us, God, on our shape. And Father, we glorify you for it, and we praise you. God, we magnify you. We thank you, God, as you make ways out of no ways, God. We thank you in these hours, each and every day, that we'll come closer to you. We'll give our hearts to you. We'll surrender all to you. We thank you for souls are being saved. Even now, God, lives are being changed. We thank you, God, in the name of those that have just graduated from high school, God. Oh, God, bless them in the name of Jesus. Bless their families. Bless, God, in the name of Jesus. Open doors. Provide as never before, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to direct our path and keep them, God. And, Lord, God, we say, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you for the opportunity, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you as you continue to bless your people everywhere. We thank you as you continue to make ways, God, because you said in your word, God, you will supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. And God, be Lord, we know that you will, and I know that you're able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think or ask. And Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you tonight as you touch people all over this world, as you post those that have lost loved ones by the hand of the enemy, oh, that they killed them, oh God, and they sought them, oh God, we ask your mercy and be extended, God. Strengthen them in the name of Jesus. Strengthen that mother, strengthen that father, strengthen that cousin, strengthen that child, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them in the name of Jesus. Father God, reveal all the darkness. Reveal it, God, in the name of Jesus. Let it, oh God, in the name of Sunday, be cool. And Father, we thank you, Lord, as you make the crooked places straight. God, convict their hearts, God, and ambition. Don't let them be at content. Don't let them be at rest. Lord, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we glorify you for it, and we praise you tonight. Make us one, God, in the spirit, oh God. Make us one. Make us one. Make us one, God, as they march, God, as they continue to march. God, but give them strength. Give them strength. Give them strength. But God, we thank you for the victory, God, because only you can give us the victory in these situations. Only you can bring us to the place where we need to be, God. And we thank you tonight, God. We don't lose our hope, Lord. We have not lost our hope, but all our hope is in you, God. And we're waiting on you, trusting in you, because we know you're able to do it, God. And we know you will. And we know it's just appointed time, God, in the name of Jesus, that it will take place. And Father, we glorify you, God, as you watch over our children, God. Watch over our loved ones, God. Watch over our black men, God, all over this world. God, strengthen them, God. Strengthen them, God. Be with them as never before, God. And Father, we glorify you, God, as you open doors like never before, as you make ways like never before. God, give us ideas, created ideas, oh God, and blessings of God in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you glory. We'll give you praise for all that you have already done. Because you are our banner. You are our Jehovah Jireh. You are our refuge, God. You are our everything. You are our hope, our joy, our peace, our comforter, God. You are our provider, God. And know there's none like you in all the earth. But Father, we forever give you praise. We ever glorify you for it. We adore you for it, God. We appreciate you because you are our God. God, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe. If you're just joining us, that was a powerful prayer of prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. We thank God for that powerful prayer. I hope y'all was taking some notes. I took a couple of notes. He said, walk in victory. That's your prayer. The bishop just prayed, walk in victory. And we owe God so much. Wow, we owe God so much, ladies and gentlemen. You better praise him just for that. We also want to be sensitive to the Spirit of God. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a prayer request that you'd like to air, hit *1 on your phone. We'll bring you in on that note as well. At this time, though, I want to bring in the woman of God, Bishop's wife, Dr. Crenshaw. God bless you, Doc. How are you, ma'am?
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Praise God. Praise God for the prayer tonight. And all of those that are listening on tonight, I just want to encourage all of us to just be even more watchful and begin even now to just pay attention to how we take care of our bodies. We know that the things that we're hearing, that this virus is going into a second wave, but by the grace of God, the children of the Lord will be protected. We'll be protected by the blood of Jesus. But we also must be wise and take care of ourselves. So I want to encourage those of that listening tonight, always drink a lot of water, drink a lot of water, drink a lot of water. I can't say that enough. Keep the vitamins in your body, the vitamin C. We know this, you know, keep the lemons and the garlic in your home. These are things that we should always keep in our cabinets. You know, make the lemon tea with the garlic and onion. And put you and sweeten it with, you know, the organic honey. And sometimes it's good when you get up in the morning is to take your tablespoon of that organic honey and chop you up some garlic in it, because garlic is somewhat of a natural antibiotic. So keep those things. Build up your immune system. We should never forget of the word of the Lord over in the book of Genesis, as it talked about the children of Israel, as they were in Egypt, We know that what the Egyptians gave them garlic, leek, melon, all of these things, amazingly, to keep them healthy. So it is biblically sound that vegetables and things like garlic and melon helps to build up our immune system. It's in the Word of God. Amazingly, it is in the Word of God. So I encourage you, praise God, that we continue to fight the good fight of faith, but at the same time, we're going to walk in wisdom. Praise the Lord. Amen. Don't be slack and don't say, well, you know, I'm going to be all right, and don't pay any attention and don't wash your hands and begin not to eat right. I encourage everybody to just eat more vegetables, more green vegetables. Eat more vegetables. Sometimes when you feel your body just craving for vegetables and doesn't want any meat, pay attention to it. Pay attention to it. God has made us in the sense that our bodies know what it needs and what it really requires to function well. So drink a lot of water. Keep a lot of vegetables in your body. Strive to stay off a whole lot of fried food. Eat the baked food. Put a lot of fish in your body because that's the vitamin D. I encourage those that are listening is to buy you some vitamin D capsules and take one a day, particularly those of us who are African-Americans, because our body does not produce vitamin D as well. So get you some vitamin D. Keep it in your body. Keep that garlic in your body. Keep those vegetables in your body. And when we talk about honey, make sure that it is organic honey. And it is the honey that is specific to your particular local area. If you live in Florida, then you buy local honey that's specific to Florida, etc. Why? Because it's that local honey is made based upon the environment that you're in. So I encourage us in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Paul said it like this. I pray, God, that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless until the coming of the Lord. So, Father, help us to take care of our temples and help us, God, keep our spirit man revived with the word of the Lord. And for as our mind, the word of the Lord said it like this, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. So the Lord wants every part of us, the threefold being of a man, to be made whole. And they will be conscious of how we take care of ourselves even in these end times. For we are living in the last days. We are living in the end times. And the enemy is out to steal, kill, and destroy. So we have to strive to walk in wisdom in every area of our lives. So once again, take care of yourself. Take care of your body. Take care of your mind. And be at peace. And know that the Lord will take care of his people. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, Bishop's wife, and we just thank God for that wisdom. Woo-wee! All that wisdom coming out over the network. I love it. Amen. Another thing that Bishop and Doc teach too, guys, is read, research, and pay attention. Y'all better pay attention. Don't be listening to everything on the news. Y'all better go through all of that and pay attention to what's really going on and listen to people that are credentialed and licensed to know what they're talking about as well. We got people talking out there only having been to school for what they talk about. So we got to listen to people who really know what's going on around this country here as well. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, also, too, we want to go back to the prayer. If you have a prayer request, hit star one on your phone, and we'll release that to Bishop as well. And I do have a caller. We're going to mention only your last four digits, all right, our last four digits. So thank you so much for joining us. Caller, 0140, you're live on the air with Bishop for your prayer request.
That you get used to, you get accustomed to the smell of God. Glory has a radiance. No matter what you are crushed, there's a beauty of God.
Amen, amen. Caller, 0140, you're live on air if you have a prayer request.
There's so many things that give off an aroma.
Amen, we'll keep it going. They must be still on mute, Bishop, so we'll give it back over to you, Bishop. Thank you so much. Hi, amen, God bless you.
Father, we do thank you tonight. We give you glory and honor for all that you have done in the airways of God, as you touch people's lives. And our lives will never be the same again, but God, we depend on you as you direct our path. And God, as you continue to watch over your people all over this world, as you look on those that are without, God, no matter what condition they're in, you already know the condition. You know what their need are. You know what they desire. And Father, we thank you as we keep our mind stayed on you, as you direct our path. And Father, we thank you, God. Remember those that are less fortunate than we are. Look on those that have lost loved ones, that you continue to strengthen them and encourage them. And God, we ask for justice, God, to take place that only you can provide. And Father, we forever give you praise and all glory as we continue to pray for people all over this world, as you continue to bless us and continue to keep our minds on you. Hold fast, do not give up. Continue to trust in the Lord. The Bible says, lean not to our own understanding, but trust in Almighty God. And we bless you tonight through the word of God, and as we continue to pray for you, we love you. We are concerned about what God wants to do in your life. As God continue to bless you, be prayerful.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw, for your time tonight on the network. Ladies and gentlemen, you better give God some praise for the man and woman of God tonight that's just blessed your home, blessed your business and everything. Yeah, amen. Praise God. All right, we thank God for everybody that's listening live and those will be listening later. And know that we are praying for you throughout the weeks and weeks to come as well. So thank God for you. Hey, real quickly, we just want to let you know that God loves you so much. And we wanted to leave you with a song and last words as well. Always, always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. I want to leave you with Canton Jones. I love praising. Ain't that wonderful? What a great, great song from Canton Jones. God bless you. And let people know you love them. In Jesus' name.
We gonna do this move. Sometimes I like praising them cool like this. Sometimes I like praising them smooth like this. Sometimes I like doing my move like this.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been another prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Thank you so much for joining us. We love you. Remember, Jesus is Lord. Take care now. Have a great rest of the week. Bye-bye.